AM, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies, 15 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high of 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. The Cass County Planning and Zoning Commission Thursday approved an amendment to the county's zoning ordinance, which would change the business district section of the ordinance to permit businesses that sell and repair firearms and or operate an indoor shooting gallery. The commission will forward its recommendation to the Cass County Board of Supervisors for consideration and possible adoption of the amended ordinance. A Messina man appeared before the commission Thursday night at the courthouse in Atlantic to present his plan to open a gun sales and repair shop and indoor shooting range near Messina. Currently, that type of business is not allowed under the county's zoning ordinance. If the supervisors approve the zoning commission's recommendations to adopt the amended ordinance, the gun shop near Messina could be open later this spring. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Well, someone tried to clean out the Red Oak washboard laundromat this week. According to Red Oak police, a person or persons unknown used a blunt device to gain entry into the supply closet at the business, located in the 1400 block of North 1st Street in Red Oak. Inside the closet, the thief or thieves removed a security system, a monitor, and one of the cameras. The suspects also attempted to remove a change machine from the wall, but their efforts were stymied by some tough-to-remove bolts. Another change machine was tampered with but was not damaged. The incident took place sometime between 6 p.m. Wednesday and 11 a.m. Thursday and resulted in a loss to the business of about $1,055 altogether. Anyone with information about the burglary is asked to contact Red Oak Police at 712-623-6500. The Harlan Police Department reports an Atlantic man was arrested on an assault charge Wednesday. 33-year-old Sean Wegner was taken into custody following an investigation into an incident at 1022 6th Street in Harlan, where Wegner allegedly struck Ryan Nelson of Harlan. Wegner was transported to the Shelby County Jail on a charge of assault. The HPD reports also 24-year-old Tyler Stahl of Harlan was cited for allegedly allowing his pit bull, mixed-breed dog, to run at large. The dog was reportedly being aggressive toward pedestrians. On Tuesday, Harlan police were called to the high school, and they later cited 16-year-old Caleb Reiner for being a minor in possession of tobacco. And on January 15th, 48-year-old Larry Finstead of Harlan was arrested on a warrant for probation revocation. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail. Lenox Police Chief John Huggins reports an elderly man died following an accident Wednesday morning. Huggins says at around 10:20 a.m., Lenox police were notified of the accident near Van Buren Streets and Maple. Upon arrival, officers determined the driver of the vehicle was not breathing. The ambulance was notified and CPR was started with the assistance of employees of a local implement dealership. The driver was identified as 92-year-old Mac McCall of Lenox. McCall was taken to a local hospital but later died. An investigation into the incident showed McCall was in the process of entering an automatic car wash when he experienced a medical problem which caused him to lose consciousness. The truck then accelerated through the closed overhead door of the wash bay, crossed Maple Street, 2 yards, a fence, and Van Buren Street before crashing into a combine head at an implement dealership. The pickup was totaled in the crash, while damage to the car wash was estimated at $4,000. Other damages amounted to at least $500. The Iowa Corrections Department intends to close the state-of-the-art prison mental health facility that sits on the grounds of the old state prison at Fort Madison. Des Moines Register reported this week that the transfer of prisoners from the 200-bed facility will begin this spring. Most of them will go to prison mental health units in Clarinda and Coralville. The state spent $26 million on the Fort Madison facility 10 years ago. State Corrections Department Director John Baldwin said that closing the facility is part of an efficiency and security initiative to close the entire campus of the old Fort Madison prison. A new 800-bed maximum security prison is expected to open about a mile north of the old prison in January of next year. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Carl Gilman, age 95, of Stewart, died Tuesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Carl Gilman will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Ralph Galeson, age 81, of rural Westside, died Monday. Funeral services for Ralph Galeson will be today at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Marilyn Harder, age 76, of Greenfield, died Monday. The visitation for Marilyn Harder will be today from noon until 8 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Carl Burnham, age 70, of Stewart and formerly of Dallas Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Carl Burnham will be today at 1 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. George Morton, age 89, a native of Griswold, died January 13th. Graveside services for George Morton will be today at 2 o'clock in the Whipple Cemetery northwest of Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Marvin Osborne, age 93, formerly of Avoca, died January 18th in Arizona. Services for Marvin Osborne will be held today at 2 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Stephen Anderson, age 62, of Harlan, died Monday. A funeral service for Stephen Anderson will be held today at 5 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Arlene Stevenson, age 102, of Arlington, Texas, died January 19th. Funeral services for Arlene Stevenson will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Menlo. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Jane Claver, age 77, of Harlan, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Jane Claver will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ralph Harrington, age 64, of Round Rock, Texas, died January 18th. Graveside services for Ralph Harrington will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock in Texas. The Beck Funeral Home in Round Rock is in charge of arrangements. Jim Cady, age 98, of Coon Rapids, died January 19th. Funeral services for Jim Cady will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Lois Hill of Manning died Tuesday in Carroll. Funeral services for 91-year-old Lois Hill will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Sharon Blott, age 64, of Elkhorn and formerly of Avoca, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Sharon Blott will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Irene Sterrett, age 96, of Audubon, died Monday. A memorial service for Irene Sterrett will be held this coming Monday at 1:30 at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. And Clifford Walker, age 70, of Stewart, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Clifford Walker will be held on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Congregational Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Our news brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.